Okay, so I always was wondering why when Rav Shiva used to give shmuzim, he always would give on last week's parsha, but I know pshat, because you're holding still in last week's parsha with Mavasedra, you're holding, and next week's parsha is like, it's ages away, and after Mavasedra till Shabbos, you know, so you have to be holding in next week's parsha. It happens to be that we try in yeshiva, we had a little, you know, sort of agreement to try and say it on this coming parsha, because very often the guys go away and they want to say something over. So, okay, the guys are holding in all the shirim, they're not preparing Divrei Torah, Vertlich. So if you're at a Shabbos table, you can say over what you heard during the week. So you can go to someone's table, it's Parshas V'yeri, you can say over a Shmuz and Parshas Lech Lecha, it's not going to look too good. So first I'm letting you know that this week's parsha is V'yeri. And I'm saying a Shmuz and Parshas Lech Lecha because I'm following the Masorah. But it's also an in Shabbos. So it's not really such a kasha on an in to say a Shmuz on Parshas Lech Lecha. But if it was an out Shabbos, I would try extra hard to say on this week's parsha, but no promises. Okay, I'm very pumped up for this particular Shmuz because I was preparing. First, I thought that I have one good shmooze. Then I thought I had two good shmoozen. Then I thought I had three good shmoozen. Then I thought I had four good shmoozen. Then I thought I had no shmoozen. And at the end, come out with two shmoozen. Okay? Some of you might argue and say there's six shmoozen, or you may say there are no shmoozen. So I have a very good time. I had a very good time with this shmuz, and I'm going to try and bring you into my line of thinking. So, you know how I went about preparing this shmuz. Okay, because I was very into it. Okay, so first, it's good. Always good to know what's going on in the parsha. But everyone knows it because you did last week's parsha. So some kind of disagreement. Vayhi riv bein roi mikna Avram bein roi mikna Lot. There was a dispute between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. Farshim say that the roi Lot were not being careful with the muzzling the animals when they were on other people's property. Vaknani prizios yoshibaritz, and Avram told Lot, why should we argue? We shouldn't have any disputes between us. Beini uveinecha, bein roai uveinruecha. We shouldn't have any dispute between your shepherds and my shepherds. Ki anoshem achem anachnu. Because we're brothers. Halo kola aretz lufanecha. You have so much expanse in front of you. Picture the beautiful green grass, mountains and mountains. So much land. So he parad no me'alai. We should separate from me. Im hasmol ve'mina. If you go left, I go right. Im hayamin vasmila. If you go right, I go left. Avram offered. Vayisa Lot es enav, and Lot looked up. Vayaris kol kikar yardin. He saw the whole expanse of the Jordan. Kikula mashke. It's gevaldik. Lefnei Shachis Hashem Sedom. This is before Hashem wiped out Sedom, the Samora. Vayivchel Lot es kol kikar yardin, and Lot chose the entire portion of the Jordan. Vayisa Lot mikedem, and Lot went east. Vayipardu ish mi'alachiv. They touched kedem, not meaning east, but he left Hashem from Kadmonish Olam. Vayipardu ish mi'alachiv, and they separated. Avram stayed in Canaan. Lot went to where to Sodom. Yeah, that's the story. Okay? So, let's begin. HaTawalas HaTshi Hu B'midas. Let's just read it through, make sure we have the same reading. Okay? V'hu L'harchik Midas HaKina. The first lesson in Midas, a person should distance himself from jealousy. Ki bo yagia hefsid b'kibbutz hamadini. mashal yelam, because if you have kinah, that's a has great impact on, you know, global issues. Mashal yelam, can't even fathom how terrible it is of this kinah. Halotira, take a look. Shavram lo kinah belot. Avram did not have kinah from Lot. Im yelo hamara hatov lemikneu, that he would have the better portion. I said, you know, you take the better portion. We'll split it up. You take that, you take that. You know? Aval nosan lo abechira, he offered Lot the best. Vistapek, and he was okay, b'mashi yazul lo me'amara, that which Lot went with his, you know, pasture. Especially, he adds in Mayos Lavram Koach, but and not only that, Avram had the ability. Lekachas Hamara Hatov Bechazaka. Avram was so strong, he could have taken any portion that he wanted. Kikvar his Gabriel Avram Alachim. He was, you know, me big. He just wiped out the four kings. Kemoshi Yisaper Achazaz, the story goes on afterwards. Not only that, Avram hu asher and higo v'nalu amakam shayabo. Avram was ruling. He was the one who was directed this whole expedition. How do you think they got to where they got? Avram was the one traveling, and he brought Lot with him. Kizemi mashi yechayev shia Avram adam b'davrezeh. Avram had a responsibility to his family, to Lot. He was the one responsible. That's the one responsible. He's like the the one in charge. He's the man. And yet he's offering Lot to go ahead and take half. And he didn't have any kinah. Like, I'm giving everything over to him. Take whatever you want. Ah, that is gevaldik. Avram Avinu did not have any kinah from Lot. And not only that, but like in a certain way, there are two aspects he says over here. First of all, Avram Avinu was all powerful. He had the power, the authority. He had the power and the authority. The power that he just beat the four kings. He could beat up anyone. Okay? And not only that, but he was also the authority. He was the CEO. They were traveling on Avram's passport, not on Lot's. So Avram Avinu was the one in charge. So in all that, he was just able to say, give it over to Lot. That's very hard. It's by the CM... The last Siyam Daf Yomi, so Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky got up to speak to make the Siyam, and I was like very floored by this, and he said over that he asked Reb Dovah Feinstein to do the Siyam, and Reb Dovah Feinstein declined and gave it over to Reb Shmuel. He should make the Siyam. So Reb Shmuel opened up. He spoke very briefly, but he opened up and he said that, first of all, he would like to be Makar Tov to his chaver, Reb Dovah Feinstein, who gave over the rights, the ability to make the Siyam. He gave it over to Reb Shmuel. And, okay, it was very nice that he said that, but he didn't stop there. He said, like, it's not easy to give up Kavod. Reb Shmuel said this in public, in front of thousands of people were up. Tens of thousands of people were there. But he said that it's not easy to give up kavod. And yet, Rav David, he says, he gave up the kavod to give me, he wants to express his hakaras hatov. So you could say a shmuz on this story, the same shmuz I'm going to say over here. Like, Rav David Feinstein, you think Rav David Feinstein is going to be mekana Reb Shmuel? Like, he gave it up and he's going to be some kinah? Giving up kavod, now he's getting kavod and I'm not getting the kavod? I mean, he gave it to him. Reb Dovah Feinstein said, I don't want to do it. Whatever, stage fright. I don't know what it is. He gave it over to Reb Shmuel. So, I mean, I gave it to you. So, but yet, you know, I don't really want to hack on the story. But I just learned from that, like here, Avram Avinu, for whatever reason, told Lo to do it. But yet, Avram Avinu, they're pointing out over here, you see, Gvaldika, he was able to be in control of kinah, which is terrible. Can't live with kinah. And then they're highlighting Avram Avinu over here that, Avram Avinu, this is not something that an average person could do. But when we think about it, we think, yeah, what's the big deal? He's now told Lot to go ahead. Okay, if I have the power to do it and I'm letting you do it, there was no kinna. But if he had the power to do it, he felt he had a cheshbon, why Lot should do it, so why should it be kinna? Yet you see, if Avram Avinu wouldn't have been Avram Avinu, he would have had kinna. So we're supposed to see this will be kovish kinna. If the average person could do that, then what's the big deal that the Rabbag is pointing out over here? Pointing out something chashuv, that Avram Avinu was able to overcome kinna, and they're showing us that a person shouldn't have kinna. So okay, we can learn from that. Avram Avinu was kovish. There has to be some kind of nisoyon here. It had to be kovish. There's something here. There's some nisoyon here that he's overcoming. So, okay, he's overcoming. What's he overcoming? He told Lot to go ahead and take whatever you want, whatever cheshbon he had. He had a cheshbon. Where's kinna come in? Teretz is, there is kinna. Because even after your cheshbon, lemaisa, I'm stronger than you, I'm bigger than you, you know, I'm going to step on you. I can do anything I want. We're only here because of me. So, like, why are you getting the bigger portion? He offered him the bigger portion. Stamalo took the bigger portion. So there is kinna there. Yet Avraham Avinu, that's something. We have to pay a little attention to this and realize that even Avraham Avinu might have had kinna. So I got just going back to my Tziya Mashas, which was like, okay, Reb Shmuel was saying, I think the Shmuz, that, yeah, it was a big thing that Reb Dov Feinstein, Zatzal, gave up the kavod, give it to Reb Shmuel. Even though he had a cheshbon, we don't know what the cheshbon was, he had a cheshbon, but still, with the cheshbon, still, it was deserving to point out that it's not easy to give up kavod. That was the first Shmuz, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, said the Shmuz, I'm just applying it to the Rabbi. Number two. Hatoel Sasiri, that's not one of my shmuzim. I'm just pointing that. That's not, you could discuss it, but that's not even one of my shmuzim. Number two. Hatoelis Hasiri Hubamidas, Behusha Roy Shayel La'adam Koach Hasevil. A person has to have the ability of tolerance. Kibo Yusru Harbe Me'azekim Hanoflim Ben Bnei Adam. Did you read this line when you were preparing? Did you read this line? You have to underline this line, cut it out, and put it in your wallet. Kibo Yusru Harbe Me'azekim Hanoflim Ben Bnei Adam. Because through this comes the word Yusurin, I believe. This is, people are pained with terrible illness or disease or damage that come about to people because of their inability to tolerate. For who? Shekvar higia misavlonis Avram. Shelo kos alot mipno shelo hochiach roav. You would think, you see the savlonis of Avram, that a person, that he wasn't angry at Lot, Lot did not give Musar to his shepherds. And he still gave Lot to choose what he wanted. It sounds like this is your fault. We had a great partnership. Until your shepherds messed it all up by starting to steal, I'm not going to allow dishonest workers. You caused this whole mess. So how can I be sovel giving you the better portion when you caused the problem? Like if it's not working out anymore, so I don't know, good or well good, we have to close up. Okay, it's not working out, so we're both in the problem. I was doing everything based on the plan. We had a great partnership. You messed it up. All you had to do was tell your shepherds and you didn't do it. You refused to do it. You messed it up and I, the benevolent, have to now give you the bigger portion. You have to be a savlon. See, just have to, with the hair, what that is. First of all, he caused all these terrible things happen to people who can't be a savlan. Savlan. By the way, I'm speaking to myself. You know, you look around, it's like you have to be a savlan. That means even if Avraham Avinu knew he was doing the right thing, obviously, because that's why he offered it. He had a cheshbon. Obviously, it was a good cheshbon. And yet, he might not have been able to be sovel because I'm giving you something. This is your fault. You're the one who got messed up. And this could happen so often. Like, you just like, he did the wrong thing, and I'm the one who's suffering. It's very hard to be sovel, just to be sovel, to not have agmas nefesh from things. I was thinking, like, why should he have agmas nefesh? He chose to do it. So obviously, this was a better thing. But still, even if he chose to do it, same sort of shmuz. But he chose to do it, yet maybe he wouldn't be able to be sovel. The first one is that even though he's powerful and has the authority and he's all powerful, I could do it. I'm still giving it to you. Kina. The second one is savlan. Like, I'm giving you this, even though it's your fault. It's not right. It's like, why should you get the better portion? I'm the one who did everything right. Why should you get it? So you see the savlanus of Avraham Avinu. One second. I don't even count that as a shmuz either. Next, hatuelasa echad asar hu b'midas. Then comes number 11, also b'midas. Hu sheroi sheivchar adam hamatim mashalom meharbi amriva. Better you should take a less with shalom than a lot with argument, with dispute. Ketam amru, as it says, tov pas charava v'shalva ba mi beis mole zivche riv. Better shalom than argument. Hello, Tira. I didn't know what Daisa was either in the Mishnah Berurah. So can't hack on the wrong things. Hello, Tira. She'avram bachar hama'at mi'amara. Avram chose the smaller portion of the pasture, l'kneyu imasholam, for his cattle and his flock with peace, yose mi'arav imamrivo, rather than taking more with conflict and dispute. So, okay, you can opine whether or not you think this is also a shmuz, that Avraham Avinu, he could have taken the lesser portion. Now, they're splitting it in half. Just, you know, there's no such thing as equal. One half is going to be bigger, but Avraham Avinu is being applauded here that he chose the smaller portion to keep the shalom rather than the bigger portion and fight. Stay away from machlokas. You have to be ready to take the smaller, take the less amount. Obviously, it's not that much less. Kinnearly, not that much less. It's 50-50. I mean, they're splitting it. You go right, I'll go left. So you have the left, I have the right. I guess one is terrible land and one's big land. Okay, maybe. It's not mochach. I can't know for sure if one was considered, you know, just a little bit better or a lot better. I don't know. Maybe the way the Pesukim are saying it's a lot better. So I don't know. I'm afraid to say. But he took whatever he could get. It was still worth a lot, but maybe it's significant. Maybe it is significant. I don't know. But anyway, choose the lesser amount to keep the shalom. Okay, I tell us Yud Beis, number 4, fourth Rabbag, last Rabbag, Ubimidus. Vusheroi shi yestapik ha'odam b'mash yitochen shi yimtse lo yivakesh gdulos. That a person has to be mistopic, has to be satisfied, b'muot, with less, rather than seeking a lot. Hello, Tira, take a look. Shavram mistopik b'mara nishlok neyu. Avraham Avinu was satisfied with the lesser amount. Lo hayim mevakesh yos mizeh. He didn't seek to get the bigger amount. Lulei dvar Hashem elav shilach mishon levakesh menuach itav lo. Other than the fact that Hashem told him to go seek out what would be good for him. This concept of mistapik b'muit, Avraham Avinu had also. Let's go straight to the chase. So I was doing these Ralbags, and what occurred to me that all four Ralbags are teaching you a toelis. I assume each one probably is a chiddush. The Ralbag is saying it, so there's a chiddush what the Ralbag is saying. He's teaching us something. So each one of these chiddushim are all from the same act. The fact that Avraham Avinu offered to Lot to take whatever portion you want, we're learning four things from there. We're learning that Avraham Avinu didn't have kinnah. We're learning that Avraham Avinu was able to be sovel. We're learning that Avraham Avinu was able to overcome more for the purpose of shalom than taking less for the purpose of shalom than taking more and fighting. So minimize machlokas. And number four, he had the midah mistapik b'muit. Satisfied with little. By the way, before I started Shaduchim, I asked the Rashiva which midah is the most important midah to look for. The Rashiva said mistapik b'muit. It could be he told a lot of people a lot of different things, but I'm not saying it halacha, but mistapik b'muit is a very, very important midah. Mistapik b'muit, to be satisfied with less. Okay, there are a lot of madrigas to that, but someone only wants to have the best in everything, it's going to be very, very hard to live a happy life, because it's not what the world was made for, so you usually don't have the best. Even if you're the richest person, you still don't have the best, because someone else has more, usually. So it's very important midah. So Avraham Avinu had all of these, and they're all from the same idea that he offered to Lot the bigger portion. So number one, he didn't have kinnah from that. He was able to be sovelit, despite he didn't have kinnah from that. The fact that he was more powerful and had more authority, and he was able to be sovelit, despite the fact that it was Lot's fault for messing this whole partnership up. He was the one who was the peacemaker. So he offered him that, and he was able to be overcome, and we had the midah mistapik b'muit. So I was, it's like unusual. It was unusual. These Ralbags were just unusual. Like four chedushim from the same act. Four chedushim. So I was thinking that if they're four chedushim, they're mistama, mutually exclusive. That means each one of them are by themselves. Not that there's one. It's not one of these things like, well, what do you learn from this act? You learn kino or savlanus or shalom or mistapik b'muit. All four. You need all four. That means it's possible. Now I could play a lot of games. And here come. I chose two. You could choose others or you could slug up mine. But I chose two. What hit me as chiddush here is assuming that all four are true but mutually exclusive. That means you need all four. That means Avraham Avinu would have had overcome kinnah, and he's got Gevaldika worked on his midah of kinnah, so he has no kinnah, and he worked on his midah of shalom. I'll do anything for shalom. I'll give up everything. Give up the whole kikar yardin for kinnah. And I worked on the midah of mistapik b'muit. Listen to Rashiva. It's the ikar midah. Be mistapik b'muit. By the way, both have to be mistapik b'muit. You know, you have to also be mistapik b'muit, not just the girl. So he did all three things, but he wouldn't have worked on the idea of being a savlon. In other words, he has no kinnah, and he's shalom is everything. I'm ready to give up everything for shalom, and he's mistapik b'muit. I don't need it, but I can't be sovel the fact that it was his fault for messing this up. I'm not giving in. I am not giving in. No. I get Kikar HaYarden. You go to wherever. This is mind-boggling. Okay, it could be a little bit overwhelming that you have to be almost a Sholem B'midus, for Avraham Avinu would be, but you just see how chashuv each one of these are. It just blows it up. what it means, okay, I'm only picking two. You could play games with all of them, but I'm going to pick out two. Aside from maybe each one is a chiddush, but whatever, that I assume each of you figured out. Like even I heard at the table I was learning at, the guys right away said, Ram Avinu has to work on kinna. I think it's a good schmooze, but I'm not saying that schmooze, it's their schmooze. But I'm saying a different schmooze. I'm saying that, wow, he no kinna, so lo, even though I'm more powerful, lo, you do it. And no machlokis, I don't want no machlokis, stay with machlokis, and I'm a stopping b'muit, but I cannot be Stovel, that it was his fault. No, you're not getting that. Sorry. Take advantage of somebody else. This is mine. That's a gewaldig chiddush. This is, and I'm talking to myself. You have to be ready to let go. That's called being mevater. You're 100% right. I have no kinna. I don't want the money. I don't need the money, but you're not getting it. Why? Because. This is so vital to be able to work on Viter, just to give in, just for the sake to be Sovel. You know, because what are you getting out of it? You're getting Shalom. You're getting the fact that you work on your Midos, Mestabi Muad. What do you need that for? More is less. You worked on everything. But you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you need him to know you're right. And you can't give in. We have to be able to give in, even though you're right. Avraham Avinu was right. And if he needed to prove he's right, to be Sovel, the fact that he's getting something he didn't deserve, then you're not going to be able to do this. And he'll give up the Shalom. Avraham Avinu is such a tzaddik, but he's going to fight. But not because he likes to fight, because he can't be Sovel. So you have to know where to play in. That's shmuz number one. The shmuz number two, okay, I get to play my match game. You could play your match game. But the other one I want to choose over here is Mistopic B'muit. Here, Mistopic B'muit. So just do the same thing, just a little differently. Here, Avraham Avinu has no kinna. He was able to get the fact that he's all powerful and he could be Sovel. I know I'm right, but this, I have a good cheshbon. He has to do it. And I can't have machlokas. Machlokas is the worst thing. Yeah, machlokas is the death. It's terrible. Machlokas. But I need that kikar hayarden. I need that. I need it. I need that car. I need that extra. I need it. Really? Avraham Avinu, if he wouldn't have mastered this midah, mistapik b'muit, it's possible there would have been a nesayon here. Because they're all mutually exclusive. By the way, I love saying mutually exclusive. I have no idea what it means, really. But it sounds very like complicated. So I always wanted to use those words. I think the Rashiva used to say in the all the sessions, you say they're mutually exclusive. I said it was mutually exclusive. I still don't know what that means. But what I mean over here is that the first three are true, and still, if he wouldn't have had the Mestab Emuit, he wouldn't have given in. But how would you call that? I'm not sure, 100% sure you call it mutually exclusive. But this fourth midah, if Avraham Avinu wouldn't have had the midah, Mestab Emuit, he still would have had to subject himself to the machlokas, and even though he's right, and he still would have done it. It would have been terrible machlokas because he kept him a stopping from wood. So it just brings to light how powerful every one of the emotions are that ultimately they could take grip over our decision making. These are maisim b'chol yom. You know, maisim b'chol yom. It's not limited to grubba people. It's very nogea us. Right now, again, our marriages, ability to be mevater on things. Probably the viter is so important. I mean, they're all important. I'm not here to say which one's more important, but we have to be able to work on this when we have the ability to be in yeshiva and work on ourselves. Probably the greatest nisyonos aren't when we're in yeshiva. Those aren't the big nisyonos in life. Not that we don't have nisyonos. Of course we have nisyonos. But the big nisyonos of midos that could wreck a person's life and his job and his marriage with his children, with his neighbors, with his company, with all these things, those big challenges could come up later in life, but the time, the battlegrounds, the time to work on that, the laboratory, is to work on that where we're in yeshiva. To work on, to take advantage of the time that we're in yeshiva, we have a Musa Seder, to work on ourselves and develop, you know, a good habit to learn Musar every day, and to try and, you know, eat the shmuzim and the sedarim and the vada, to work on and write them over. Mamish makes such a big difference. It makes such a big difference, because when the time comes to have to deal with the nisayon, it'd be very difficult to suddenly say, okay, I have to work on that. I remember hearing that, work on it. It's very hard. It's, you know, and it may not be so clear that it's because you're not being mevater. So a person has to take all these midas to heart. Bez Hashem will be able to overcome our nisyonos. This is a question I'd like you, sir, to remove. Huh? Mr. Rosario,